Hello, Australia. I'm Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your go-to provider for personal and business insurance. Our first point of call today, Queensland. Word from a federal inquiry into insurer practices led by Daniel Molino reveals complications for residents impacted by the 2022 floods. The inquiry, in its final phases with more hearings planned in far north Queensland and Tasmania, aims to shed light on insurance jargon and practices that may be slowing down claims resolution. A key issue from this report, potential substandard settlement offers and discrepancies in loss evaluations are causing alarm. Also, advocacy groups, including Community Plus Plus and Tenants Queensland, have underscored the significant problems renters face, along with the undervaluation of repair costs and the neglect of vulnerable policyholders. They're pushing for simpler communication and focus on tenants' needs. This should pave the way for better insurer-citizens dialogue after massive weather events. Speaking of weather events, data from insurance broker Aon shows our increasing vulnerability towards climate threats. With Cyclone Jasper inflicting over $1 billion in damages last year, mainly from flooding, and the ensuing festive season floods in Queensland, adding almost another $1 billion in losses. It's clear our defenses need a rebuff. According to Aon's senior analyst, James Knight, it's crucial for insurers to drive societal adaptation and resilience towards climate change. And the need transcends our borders. Globally, insured losses are escalating, hitting the $179.39 billion mark, a 31% leap from the 21st century average. Such massive weather events amplify another vital matter, issues in claims handling. A report by the Life Code Compliance Committee pinpoints a 9% rise in code obligation breaches within the financial services sector. A significant 18% surge in claims handling violations exposes troubling industry norms. Firms are being encouraged to reinforce compliance and customer service to rectify this trend and enhance public trust in the sector. Higher operational standards and ethical practices are more sought after than ever. Lastly, we head to Tasmania, where QBE, a major insurer, has been reprimanded by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority following delays in repair work for a fire-damaged bed and breakfast. Instead of closely surveilling the third-party adjusters engaged, QBE allowed extensively unexplained delays. As per AFCA, QBE is to pay an additional $65,000 in compensation, on top of the initial $130,000 payout, and an extra $3,000 for the emotional distress caused to the claimant by the delays. That's all for this week's update, folks. Remember, keep abreast of industry developments and ensure you're getting the best from your insurance provider. This is Paige Estrotori for Weekly Insurance News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, where ensuring your world is made simple. For more, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, stay safe, informed, and insured.